nutty, but I'll try them all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run.
Yeah, level wise.
Yeah, no, we're
whenever
good.
You want
we good, baby.
I'm always told to
choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash. Talk your trash.
They can't hear what I'm saying.
That is the right thing to do. Latch,
and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, then you know that I'm your host, your recovering bartender, Josh Govia. I am enjoying the brisk fall weather. It snowed not too long ago. By my side, next to me on my right, my left-hand guy every day.
I'm right-handed.
Is you? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Right.
I never threw you a ball like you wanted.
No. Forcing me. Oh, these left-handed scissors? I can't open anything.
Here. I came out of the corner that one time, and I was like, let's have a catch.
Oh, right.
And then I was like, I gotta go.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Kevin Costner. What is your name? My co-host.
I'm Rob Grabowski, the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. Hashtag ocean cold.
That's right. He's got two trending hashtags.
He'll trend one day, I hope.
Trending to the grave.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Come on, man.
I just got done being scared my balls off last month.
What? Oh, yeah, because it was so spooky.
It was
scary.
So spooky, yeah. Ooh. I was really scared.
From that Four Loko. Ooh. Oh,
I will say that was one of the worst things I ever drank.
And, so gross.
Hooli came up to me at a later date, like a week after, and also agreed that it was disgusting. If you haven't listened, we just spoiled the spooktacular showdown and tell from 2019. Bobby, how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah?
I'm enjoying this. I like the fall weather. I like the first few snowfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Then March, it sucks. But for now, I'm enjoying it.
And then March, it sucks. Bobby.
What?
You know that this is a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages.
I'm well aware.
Then, if you know that, then you also know that each week we have a guest. That guest brings the beverage of their choice, and we talk about why they chose it.
Is this episode any different?
Bobby, this week is not an exception.
Yay!
We had 2 weeks of fun times, but now it's back to regular business.
Okay, we're back to business.
Yeah. We have a wonderful guest. Not the first time they've been on, but the first time they've been on solo-lily by the name of...
Becca Barris!
Yay!
Yay!
If you haven't listened to Becca's first episode,
it's a treat.
Yeah. I didn't remember it the first time, but when I was editing it, I had a real fun time.
I went to
a funny episode.
Right after that podcast, I met my girlfriend at DSW. And she wanted me to try on shoes, and I was like, I'm so drunk. I just drank all these Oktoberfest beers. I can't help you whatsoever. It was such a nightmare. I was literally just trying on heels and walking through DSW. I didn't need heels.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Being drunk during the day. Around normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a journey. It's not something I ever really do.
No.
It's like a little secret.
Yeah. It's like you all know, but I think I know, but no one knows.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that. Also, later that day, we got lunch at Uncle Julio's.
Yeah.
Love that place.
Oh, so good.
I went back and I watched like 1.5 podcasts of the festival. And then I was like, Aaron, I was like, I got to get out. Like, I got to go to bed. And I fell asleep until 2 in the morning.
Amazing.
I crashed so hard. Becca, welcome. Thank you for being back
on.
We're really impressed that we didn't run you off completely. What beverage have you brought today to talk about?
I brought Dr. Brown's Black Cherry Soda.
Ooh.
Yes, thank you for the applause.
I hope these are natural flavors.
Mm.
We got these at a deli of some sort. I won't go into details.
You can
but,
say Jewish.
I didn't know if I was allowed. I got these. First of all, I've seen them in some stores, but I got this specifically at The Bagel, my favorite Jewish deli,
the
but only
great.
Because I lived right next to it.
Yeah.
They do have the best matzo ball soup that I enjoy.
Really?
I like The Bagel. There's a bowl of pickles. It's great.
Yeah, they give you a bowl of pickles. Steingold's, that place is like on Irving Park. They used to have a spot off the Brown Line. People were like, you got to try the matzo ball soup. You got to try it. I had it, and I was like, this is like hot garbage. Like,
I never had the soup at Steingold's.
It was too busy. The matzo was not good.
Wow.
The broth was okay.
Yeah. They don't give you a lot either.
No. And it's not cheap. Go to The Bagel in Lakeview. Get yourself a nice matzo ball soup.
The bagel's great.
We got
and
the
that's
cans
our
of
podcast.
Soda.
That's great. Yeah.
Brought to you by Steingold's. Because The Bagel's too busy.
They won't return our calls.
So yeah, we've got Dr. Brown's. I'll read the whole label here. Natural flavor, black cherry soda with other natural flavors.
Ooh.
12 fluid ounces in a can, and then we have cups of ice right next to it. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Let's get into it.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And don't forget the little symbol on the bottom right that lets you know it's kosher.
But not just for Passover, for always.
Correct. And they have a version that's kosher for Passover.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I'd expect nothing less. Let's get into it. And first taste, as in all tastings,
cheers.
What you taste is what you taste.
Prost.
Prost. Don't let those Jewish deli soda snobs tell you that you don't taste what you taste.
Man, that's tasty. It's good. The cherry's not, it's not like, it doesn't taste super sweet like a lot of those, like a cherry Coke would or something like
no.
that. It's good, man.
It tastes like real cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sweet cherries. Not even like a really cola aftertaste. It's
no.
nice and bubbly. Mm. That ice really does help it.
One of the things I find weird about this is that part of why I like it in comparison to other black cherry sodas
mm-hmm.
is it doesn't taste as sweet. And then I looked up how many grams of sugar in it, and it's 45 grams for this can.
Wow.
Which is kind of bizarre because that's that's a lot more sugar than a typical can of soda, but I find that it tastes less sugary.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a different type of sugar or what.
Well, let's get in the history.
Ooh.
Dr. Brown, if you listen to past guest
Stephen Kropa,
he did Dr. Brown's cream soda.
Oh, okay.
So we did a little bit of history in there. We're going to touch on some of the same things.
And he's from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's a New York, New Jersey thing, I think.
1869, created by the J&R Bottling Company in New York City. It was originally sold door-to-door by salesmen, mainly in the New York area, to delis and Jewish grocers. Originally known for its health soda, celery, and its cream soda.
Yeah.
Its celery was like a big health kick, like acai berries were. Like 5 years ago. Big deal there. We went into the history more about that, but basically it went door to door. After World War II, people left New York to the burbs. They took with them their love of Dr. Brown's. As they grew, they added more flavors, including black cherry, root beer, and ginger ale. Now, the fun thing about the black cherry is that it's made from New York Mount Morency berries. Morrissey berries. Yeah, but the non-racist ones.
Is he racist?
Oh, yeah. The soda was exclusively sold in Jewish stores until the 1980s, when they added a wider distribution. As of the early 90s, cream soda makes up about 50% of their sales. Cherry soda is 30%, 15% is root beer, and 5% is ginger ale.
Oh.
What happened to celery?
It did not mark, did not make a percentage.
Celery, if I remember, was pretty tasty.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, they call it the Jewish champagne or something like that.
That's what they do. Yeah, we got into more of the celery. Yeah. So.
Wow.
And last time I was up in Skokie, where's a lot of...
Makes sense.
Hostility?
No.
West Rogers Park.
I was in West Rogers Park, exactly.
Skokie works.
There was a deli that we went to that was recommended up there. And I was like, oh, they got celery. And Erin was like, oh, I'll get it. And she liked it.
It's good.
Yeah, we had it with, I think it was like breakfast.
Peanut butter?
Yeah. Put a little peanut butter on the can.
Some resin.
kept me occupied for hours. I was like, how do I get this off?
I'm so curious. When I think about a certain time period and they say door-to-door salesman,
no.
Were people constantly going to sit down and be like, hold on 1 second, I got to get the door. Because everyone, I feel like everyone's grandpa sold things door-to-door.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This, you've hit on the perfect sketch idea.
I was just thinking about that, yeah.
Yeah, and then the last one is like selling a door-to-door salesman blocker or something.
Yeah.
And then they finally get a nice sit.
Wow.
And then you, it's black and white, and then you play a little like instrumental jazz over it.
Yeah.
It's real touching.
I think we wrote a sketch, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then actually, I was just listening to a podcast about how people think that they find more happiness in solitude when in reality, having conversations and being social is a lot of what adds to happiness.
Yeah.
So maybe it could also be a PSA.
Oh.
And at the end, it's like, you thought this was annoying, but in fact, you are lonely and alone you're using services to deliver your groceries.
That's perfect, yeah. So sketch, the first half is a sketch.
Yeah, yeah.
The middle, blackout.
Yeah. Man,
the PSA. End, we fade back in, and it's the same person, but they're really sad.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, where's all my friends? And then they open the door and all the salesmen are on the yard.
I mean, it is true, though.
Yeah.
When I,
like us?
Yeah, with scissors. Yeah, just like us. Okay, we wrote a sketch, a PSA, and a horror film.
This is good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm cranking them out. Let's do this.
Yeah. I just need some money.
So goddamn.
We gotta get this thing produced. Becca.
Yes.
Right? That's your name. Okay.
Yes.
We have a segment on the show called First Time, Last Time.
First time. Last time.
We talk about the first time you've ever had a Dr. Brown's delicious natural flavor black cherry soda with other natural flavors.
Okay.
And then we talk about the last time you ever had a Dr. Brown's natural black cherry soda with other natural flavors.
Yeah.
If you would be so kind to enlighten us about when that was.
Yeah, they're both super Jewish in very different ways.
I believe you.
Becca, where'd you grow up again?
I grew up in Ossining, New York.
Okay.
It is a town that is in Westchester County. It's about 40 minutes outside of Manhattan.
Okay.
Ossining, New York is known for Sing Sing Prison, ever heard of Sing Sing Prison, and also it's where Don Draper lives in Mad Men.
Oh.
So those are a couple things about my town.
Which way? North?
Yep. like right up the Hudson. So when in movies, when like you're going up the river, they're saying you're going up the river, up the Hudson, to Sing Sing. You're going to jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da,
Inspector Gadget. No.
Do, do.
Go. Turn that off. We're going to get. Okay.
Let's start over.
Yeah.
Let's start the whole thing.
Do you mind? Is that okay?
No, we'll get cold, but whatever.
No way.
Yahweh, dude.
Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Thank you.
He's always,
Yahweh.
He's always around us.
I think I was thinking about my first association with Dr. Brown's, and I think it would be one of two things. I can't remember the moment that it was like the first time I popped it open, but
playing stickball.
Well, yeah, playing stickball. My boys in the Bronx.
I got this
you know,
big hoop. Let's roll it down the street.
We couldn't afford balls, so we just used bottle caps. but it's not funny. That's not funny. Okay,
no,
that's what my life
funny.
Was.
So you could afford bottle caps. Nice.
So. On Passover,
because we were slaves.
We were slaves, but now we're free. One of the kosher Passover sodas that you could drink was Dr. Brown's. Mm-hmm. So I grew up having that as a treat, and I just remember being really excited because I would put it in the glass that you would typically put wine in, but you put ice in it and the soda with it, so it just felt really cool. And my sister liked the cream soda, and I liked the black cherry soda. So something unless we were at some sort of like a Jewish or kosher deli, I wasn't drinking it so much. My parents didn't really buy so much soda in the house, so it's kind of like a
it was
treat
like an
for
extra
that.
Special treat.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Holiday drink.
Ooh. Yeah, like a holiday drink. And now there's a lot more soda companies that make kosher Passover soda, so it doesn't really. There's more things that we could serve, but it's kind of that nostalgic taste of that.
Yeah, I think one of the things I saw in my research was that Coca-Cola was eyeing that market, and they were just like, they were thinking about buying Dr. Brown, and then they're like, we'll just make, because before they didn't
own.
Make a kosher one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, wait a minute. We like money.
Yeah. I think all it is that you can't have corn syrup.
Is that what it is?
You can't have corn syrup on Passover, so my assumption is that they must figure out something else that they put in there.
Maybe there's more sugar? Maybe that's why?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Because I think corn syrup, I'm like, well, it's like a sweet thing. So maybe they get just take that out and just add more sugar.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Yeah.
We're not soda makers.
I mean,
what can I say?
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yeah. I'm trying to take that online test.
Dr. Grabo's sweet soda.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
The soda online test is where you have to draw the parrot.
It's always good to have your soda sound a little bit creepy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Dr. Grabo's sweet soda. and I have actually not been drinking soda. So much because I looked at one of those charts online that shows what the grams of sugar actually look like,
sure.
And it actually impacted me. I was probably the one person that was like, whoa. Because you know when they just have the piles of it?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm trying to stay away from it because I travel a lot for work, and I would normally get a ginger ale on the flight, and then I would notice that I would get this high and then this like deep low where suddenly the plane would be landing and we'd hit turbulence. I'd be like, I'm fine to go down. And I was like, I gotta stop drinking soda. So I sort of stopped drinking it.
Ginger ale's killing me.
It's like, now's my time.
I'm just so tired.
Yeah, I was like, why do I feel more at peace now than ever? And so I kind of stopped drinking it. And then actually the last time I had Dr. Brown soda was 2 weeks ago because my grandpa died and I was home for the funeral and the Shiva, like the mourning period, and my parents put out Dr. Brown soda, and while everyone else was just like drinking whatever, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna I'm grieving. I'm going to have a soda. And so I had some of that, which I think was also, again, that connection to our history. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he have a lovely nickname?
Grandpa Mikey. But Grandpa it would Mikey. Be like M-I-K-E-E-E. So, Mikey? Yeah. Mikey. And actually, his name was Fred. Howard. Uh-oh. And then he was Meyer. But then I think he didn't want his name to sound so Jewish growing up. So this is becoming a very Jewish podcast.
Okay. I don't think you can
And he changed
have,
it to Mikey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's going to be Dr. Brown, it's going to go that way.
I know, it's true. But it's weird. Actually, I was thinking about that because the drink to me feels like it's associated partially to Judaism and partially to New York and like the deli culture, which I feel like does not exist so much in the city, which is surprising to me, especially when we're saying like, oh, here's a couple. I know there's Manny's.
Yeah. I love a good deli.
Yeah, and I'm shocked they don't really have it here in the same way that they do in New York.
Yeah, it feels like it would be a slam dunk.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, there's that New York bagel company on North in Clybourne, kind of.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah.
It's not a deli per se, but their bagels are actually decent.
Yeah. But they use Boar's Head brand, which is exciting too, because a lot of places here don't use that. But it's still, that's not typical like New York style deli.
I'm a big like lox and like breakfast pumpernickel bagel.
Oh, sure.
Either plain or lox cream cheese and then lox on top of it. Mm-hmm. That's like one of my favorite breakfasts. So I'm always seeking it out where I can.
I love a good I love a good bagel, but they're they're not great here. They're fine. They're fine.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm at peace.
Take her down.
I think soda got me crashing.
Well, I wasn't sure when because there were certain things. You know when you because you're from Texas originally, right? Where are you from originally? Michigan. Yeah. There's certain things that I think I associated of like, oh, this is something that's everywhere, and it turned out it was just in New York, or something that I'm like, oh, this is a New York thing, and
like
found out that it's everywhere.
At
the flower.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Fago. No one knows Fago. It's a Michigan thing.
For us, it was cheese doodles.
Is that not like a Cheetos? Off-brand Cheetos?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the brand in New York. Like more people, probably equal, but I think it's
Wise. Are
they Wise.
Puffs? Are they like crunches?
Cheese doodles Wise. Comes okay, in either puffy or crunchy. Wow. So you can have either, but that was something that I would say cheese doodles and people would laugh. And then I realized like, that's just not a thing that they have here. Dipsy doodles too.
Yeah. Dipsy doodles?
Yeah, Dipsy doodle is like a better Frito.
Oh. I don't know about that. You're talking Texas guy. Fritos were born in Texas.
I'm gonna get you some Dipsy Doodles.
I know Dipsy Doodles from the Beastie Boys. Because they rapped about it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Anything uniquely Michigan? You talk about Fago?
Sure, there's Fago.
What is Fago?
Fago is just like an off-brand soda.
Okay.
Like their Mountain Dew is like Mountain Lightning.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're just Fago, so they have a rock and rye. It's tasty, but I only find it in Michigan and like a few places in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't see it anywhere around here. And I love it. It's tasty. Coney dogs, I think, is on a big thing. Like Detroit-style Coney dogs.
Yeah, free Coney dogs.
Yeah.
When they decide to name their thing Mountain Lightning, like, did they say, let's start a company and let's do the same thing as another company, but only sell it in this place and have the name be so similar that people know it's just another iteration of it? Because I would think, why wouldn't you completely rebrand it into something different?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm Mountain Lightning. Mountain Lightning is the off-brand Mountain Dew. They sell it at Meijer's.
Okay.
Fago's is Moon Mist.
They're just like, what makes us think of green?
Correct. Yeah. And it is bright green.
Oh, God.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people do that because they're like, this is like regional. I'm going to take it to my area. And then anybody that associates it with it.
What do you two call sprinkles? Because I know some people call them Jimmies. I always call them sprinkles.
Gross.
And you put on ice cream.
Call them gross. I call them sprinkles.
Yeah.
Rainbow Jimmies, I've heard.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I heard Jimmies, and this might be the racist part of Texas, were the chocolate sprinkles.
Oh, that's probably
And then
probably
also
racist.
Might have been used as a slur.
Sure.
But then in Texas, anything was used as a slur.
Yeah.
It's not a...
Oh, here's something that came up the other day.
It's not a blue state yet.
In Michigan, we call the night before Halloween Devil's Night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's where chaos can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys...
We don't have a name for it.
Yeah.
The Mischief Night is what I heard.
Yeah, we didn't have a... There's that New York Times thing that you can take. Have you done that?
Oh,
where
we're
answer
talking about
all
regional.
These questions, and then it tells you where you're from.
Oh.
And one of them was so, oh my gosh. We were with my girlfriend's mom the other day and doing the test with her to see if we could say where she's from. And we said, if you're referring to a group of people, What would you say? Did I say this on the last podcast? I can't remember. It cracks me up. So basically what they're trying to check is if you say like y'all or you guys or yins or whatever. And we're like, okay, so you see a group of people, like what would you call them? And she'd say, I'd say hello. Nice to meet you. My name is Mary Abood. And we're like, no, we're trying to say to you, how do you get the attention of people in another part of the room? And she'd go, I'm going to ask them how they're doing, and I'm going to say my name is Mary Abood. And we're like, this is not it. And it was just, I was dying because she could not get to the point of what we were trying to say. And even when we said, like, okay, here's your options.
Y'all,
you guys, you, hey you, like, yins, what would you say? She's like, I'm going to say, how are you? My name's Mary Abood. It was so unbelievably funny.
Don't paint Mary into a corner.
No.
Thank you. That's very well said. Do you find that when people say the thing that's different, it feels wrong?
Initially, yeah.
Yeah.
I have to take a step back in my head.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten very conscious of being like, that's weird, or that's ew.
Yeah.
Or like, and that being a negative, but that being my bias.
Yeah.
Like, I like to take the step back in my head and then be like, cool. And then be like, kind of like, you know, process it in internally.
I'll call it out, but I've learned to not do it in like a dick way.
Yeah.
To be like, wait, what did you say there? What are you talking about? And then like, oh, okay. Instead of just being like, nah, you're weird. And then punch him and leave.
Yeah. Because to me, it's more fascinating than anything. Like just to hear everybody's regionalisms.
There's a few that people jump on me hard for.
Really?
When we were in, because Josh and I both went to University of Maryland.
Go through.
And what I used to say, one that the people at Maryland used to jump on me hard for was Mario.
Mario and Luigi?
Yeah. If I said, like, we're going to play Super Mario Brothers, and then the door's like, it's-a me, Mario.
That's kind of
And another one is I'll say, like, I'm waiting online instead of in line, and people will be like, oh, you're online? And it's like, you know. But I've found that since moving to Chicago, there's certain words I shift. Like, instead of saying talk, I'll say speak. Just because the moment I say the other one, people jump on it to let me know where I'm from, which is helpful.
Yeah. I like to pick and choose. So, like, I'll say queue up because that to me is a better way to say it.
What does that mean? Get in line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're British?
Yeah.
Are you British?
No. But saying I'm queuing up is cooler than saying I'm getting in line or waiting online to me. It's like, yeah, I gotta go queue up.
I like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we could just get the best ones.
I don't like it when people... I just got into a discussion with a friend about this last week where, like, when people say caramel or crayons instead of, like, caramel or crayons, I'm like, but why aren't you pronouncing the whole word? Because that's how it's spelled. Or when people say Reese's, that really gets me.
Yeah.
Because it's not like his name's Reese. It belongs to Reese.
Yeah. Reese's? I definitely say Reese's.
Right, but if you take the S out and there's an apostrophe, do you think that man's name is Reese?
I do now.
Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
I don't know what I say now.
Yeah, I don't either.
What about when you're saying crayons?
Crayon?
Crayons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crayon?
My uncle will say candy cane weird. He'll emphasize the cane, so he'll be like, candy cane.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I say the V harder than T in TV.
Oh.
The V, TV versus TV?
TV.
I say TV.
Yeah, TV.
Maybe I say it the other way.
But who watches TV these days anyway? No, you know?
I'm streaming, baby.
All on Hulu.
I say Netflix.
FlixNet.
Hulu.
What was the... Oh, I used Netflix. To say Clicker.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And people would be like, what?
Yeah.
Clicker. Like, give me the Clicker. And remote channel changer? Clicker's the funner one. That's I'm going to go with the funner one every time.
Yeah.
So you just want to be unique.
I just like having fun.
I get it.
Do you call the soda?
I do call it soda. Okay. But I grew up calling it soda. No, I grew up calling it... No, I don't remember.
Do you call it Coke?
I grew up calling it Coke. I'll say soda now just for the sake of people being like, is Pepsi okay?
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'll be like, can I have a diet soda?
I think I called it pop, and now I just flip-flop.
Yeah.
I say pop sometimes now, but for the longest time, my great-uncle Mikey... Is that right?
Are you saying that your great-uncle was my grandpa?
No, my grandpa, we called him Pop.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So...
You were looking at me like, doesn't it seem like he was someone saying, like, what did we call our grandpa?
Yeah, what did we call our grandpa? Uncle Mikey.
Yeah. Well, I was saying my Uncle Mikey was called Pop.
Yeah.
So I would say, hey, Pop, like, we're going to hang out with Pop. And when it came up here and everybody started saying Pop, it was a little jarring.
Oh, yeah.
But now that he's been dead, sorry.
She's like, would he like a Pop? You're like, I would love to see him again.
Just one more minute.
One more minute.
Just to hear his laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a good life. He was born in 1919.
Wow.
I'll never forget. Wow. 2 years younger than mine.
Yeah.
2 years older than mine.
Yeah.
2 years before mine.
2 years removed from yours.
Was he born here?
He wasn't. For the longest time, I thought I was third generation. I'm second generation.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. My aunt sent me a photo of his, like, license to, like, own a business. He was a carpenter. He owned a, whatchamacallit?
A carpenter shop?
Yeah, but, like, bigger.
Like a door salesman? Yeah. He'd go door-to-door selling carpentry?
Yeah.
A Home Depot.
He'd be like, would you like to buy a house? He'd sell door-to-door houses.
Bill right there. Just come on.
Strap it on his bag and walk down to the next
one. I call my great-grandmother Busha.
Busha?
Busha.
Yeah, which I think is a Polish term.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dupa means butt.
Yes.
It makes me laugh.
I'm going to have my grandkids call me Dupa.
Call me Dupa.
Don't tell them until I'm dead.
It became a big thing when my sister had kids, what they were going to call my parents.
Uh-huh.
Just because I think my sister's husband's parents got grandma and grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Because I think they already had kids, so that's what other kids called them.
Yeah.
So it was, they called my dad Pop or Papa, and they called my mom Gammy.
That's funny.
It was, and she was delighted by it.
I think it's a tough thing also for, like, when my sister got married, her husband, my parents wanted her husband to call them mom and dad.
Oh.
And it made him very uncomfortable figure out how to refer to them. And I think he just referred to them as nothing until my niece was born. And then once my niece was born, he started calling them Bubby and Z because that's what they go by.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that my parents noticed, like, wow, there was like a solid 4 years or like 3 years where you straight up were just like never, ever getting our attention. Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Because I think the weird part is, like, if you say to your spouse, we're going to mom and dad's. On one hand, it could feel very familial, but also feel like brother-sisterly in a way that could be not very sexy.
Yeah. No.
And you're always trying to maintain. You have to be sexy.
You're trying to make it at your parents' house. Yeah, you're significant other. Like 24/7. It's like the game. What's our high school? I just lost the game. We have another segment on the show, Becca, where we have to... We all have to agree that you're having a good time. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm having a really nice time, yeah.
Rob, do you agree?
Yeah, I think we're having a good time.
Okay, cool. So you fully admitted on mic that this is a good time for you that you're having right now.
Okay.
Okay, that being said, you would rather be here.
I'd rather be here.
And this is your dream location to have a delicious ice ocean cold Dr. Brown's natural flavor black cherry soda with other natural flavors. Either in the can, like with a little bead of sweat going down it, or in a nice glass with ice. Where would your dream location to be to enjoy a Dr. B's?
Whew.
You asked the tough questions here.
That is a really tough question. I feel like, this is so corny, but even a couple weeks ago, just being with all my cousins and everyone being together, I feel like if I could create a universe where, like, all the different people in my family, both dead and alive in different generations, could all be together, eat New York deli, and drink a Dr. Brown soda.
Is there a specific deli you have in mind? Like, is there a family deli you guys would go to?
There's a few different ones that they go to. Otherwise, I really enjoy sitting in a bathtub, drinking a cold drink, and eating mac and cheese, and watching something on my computer. So it would either be with all of my family, extended family, like past and present. No, it is, yeah. So
I got
one of those trays
that you can
place your iPad on,
place
your drink on, place your mac and cheese on, and I just love it. And I use a bath to really relax, and I realized one time that things were bad because I got out of the bath, drained it, and then was like, you know what I think I'm gonna do right now? Take a bath. And then I turned it back on and then got right back into the bathtub because there's just something so calming about it.
So we have a very nice bathtub.
Yeah, it's a cool
place,
bathtub.
And I finally used it the other day and it is so fucking relaxing.
And a lot of apartments don't have them anymore.
Yeah,
hotels too.
Yeah, it's a shame because I'm like, I'm a bigger fella, so I can't always fit in any just a normal bathtub.
Sure.
But this one is. I'm okay. I get in it, but I can't like dunk like to dunk
sure, sure,
down.
Sure.
I have to put my legs out.
You're like on the side.
yeah, but it was still super relaxing. Do you use any like bath salts or anything?
Sometimes I will use nothing.
Bath salts? Do you eat people's faces?
Yeah,
afterwards?
Even with no, a lot of times I won't do anything.
Sure.
Just the water.
Yeah, just the water, and then
hot, warm.
Oh, like so hot that it's concerning
like
to the average person.
You get like,
where I'm at the hottest
like hot
amount
soak.
And steam is coming out. I like a very, very hot tub. But I also run hot, so it's got to be cold apartment, hot tub, cold drink, hot mac and cheese, hot show.
This is the Hot Hot Show.
Hot Hot Show.
It's got to have a high Nielsen rating.
Yes, exactly.
That's insane to me that there's that much going on just because I am a music person in the shower.
Yeah.
I don't take a lot of baths. We don't have a lot of... You're right. Like, I can't think of my past few apartments where I even had a bathtub.
Non-negotiable for me.
Speaking of my pop, I would take cold baths in hot Texas summers at his house.
With him?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, with him. And I'd have to wash him. let me tell you, that man was dirty. He would say, "You didn't get it yet. Keep scrubbing."
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
He can't wash off shame.
Anyway, when I killed him, I fell out there. So that would be your dream location. A beautiful clawfoot bathtub. It's steaming hot. It's so cold outside. Fresh snow.
Yeah.
Well, floor to ceiling, one way windows.
Yep.
So you can see the snow. Mm-hmm. It's even colder.
I've grown to love watching cooking shows while eating.
Interesting. Oh, I agree.
There's something
that.
Really fun so about sure, that. Sure. Where I'm like, we're doing this, and like the thing you're eating, definitely better than the thing I'm eating. Oh, yeah, but it's still fun because it feels like we're doing it together.
Your mac and cheese preference? Is it just homemade, blue box?
I go through different phases. Honestly, sort of depends. Yeah, I hate the fact that I really. When it's real bad, I'll go for some Velveeta, but sometimes when I'm squeezing that thing out of the tube, yeah, I'm like, you're pathetic.
This is all chemicals.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so open-minded to different types of mac and cheese, for sure.
This is good to know. Yeah. We've been doing the Aldi one recently.
How was that?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I
go through phases. I've just been getting more of the Stouffer's. Quick. And I like Stouffer's.
Also, the Edge.
Oh, the Edge.
Because if you get the Edge brown.
If you get it. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
So nice bake. Crumbly crust.
Oh yeah.
Perfect. This sounds amazing. I want this for you, and I think that's doable.
It's gonna probably happen in an hour. I haven't taken a bath since yesterday, so we'll see. But yeah,
we noticed.
I actually did forget to put deodorant on today.
We did not notice that.
I didn't notice that.
Bobby.
Yeah, buddy.
Where would your dream location to be enjoying a delicious Dr. Brown's? Natural flavor black cherry soda with other natural flavors. All right.
Well, last time I definitely remember I answered with a joke because I made some Back to the Future reference. But this time I'm going to try to answer really. And I think it's like, so there were times when I was doing the ship contract where it was really hard. That's a tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And once I met up with a friend, she showed me this wonderful, nice little Jewish deli. Mm-hmm. And I went there a few more times, and it was never too busy. In New York.
Okay.
So I would sit just by the window, watch people go by, and have like a nice pastrami on like an everything bagel. It's delicious. And I wish I'd usually just grab a Diet Coke because I wasn't searching for these, but I wish I had one of these. It'd be way better. Just to have that moment of peace, I'm like, I'm on dry land. I don't have to get back on a hotel prison.
You were a slave, but now you're free.
2 hours, yeah. I'm celebrating Passover. I don't even celebrate it, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Just to have those like nice moments of like, I'm gonna take these 5 minutes or whatever and just be in my mind, like be at peace. So I have to go back with a bunch of tourists.
Yeah.
So that's my dream location.
It sounds nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Also doable, I think.
I think it's doable.
Yeah.
I haven't been to New York in a while. I should go. Josh, where's your dream location be? For Dr. Brown's old natural flavored black cherry soda with other natural flavors.
It's the other natural flavors that really get me.
Yeah.
I've been to New York quite a few times, and I, back at touch on it briefly, we went to the same school.
Yeah.
But I also lived in, go Terps. I also lived in Maryland for a while, and there was quite a much different culture than what I was used to. First of all, the ratio to brown people to white people is not the same as it is in Texas.
What?
Yeah, it was very surprising. But I briefly dated somebody that lived on Long Island. Laugh it up. I heard your snicker.
My mom's from Long Island.
Yeah. And
wait, hold on. What was
West
her
Hempstead.
Name?
Oh.
Oh.
I'll put the popping sound to
did
mute
her dad
it.
Just die?
Oh, no. I dated your mom. We were very happy, and I'm happy for you. It's been so nice to watch you grow. And I've been to New York a few times recently because my roommates run the marathon there twice at least now. My friend lives in Astoria, so we usually fly into LaGuardia. We'll meet up with her. We'll hit the ground running. First thing we got to do when we get to New York is go to the Brooklyn Bagels that's in Astoria. Mm-hmm. I get a pumpernickel bagel with either lox spread or I touched on already lox, mm-hmm. like capers, the whole nine. No cucumbers. No thank you.
Okay.
Tomato, capers, lox, depending on, I'll be like, what's better? Sometimes, what's the difference exactly?
There's, for Nova versus lox?
Yeah, it's like the
Nova's
way it's
going to be less, well, lox is usually super salty.
Yeah.
So when you're getting Nova, it's probably just like a less salty.
Yeah.
Most people, when they think they're having lox, they're having Nova.
I've had it some places where it wasn't pressed as well, and it was just like a piece of salmon on a bagel, and I was like, I don't like this as much.
Okay.
Like, I like it when it's like a little flatter, maybe a little saltier.
Yeah.
Get
onions on there?
I do get onions. Ooh, yeah, red onions if you got them.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love onions.
This is, guys,
now
can't see my erection.
Hungry.
We gotta find a Shiva nearby.
Yeah, we do. We'll take that, stab somebody, and get some money to go to a Jewish town. Yeah, so it would be at the Brooklyn Bagels in Astoria. I've just flown into New York. I'm running the New York Marathon, guys.
Oh, congrats.
In my scenario, my dream
scenario. Wouldn't you rather it be the day after you ran the marathon?
No. I'd like to be erect. Besides, after the marathon.
You'd like to be erect?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. I'd like to be erect. All that blood's...
Nothing gets me off like a marathon.
Ooh,
he travels the country looking for places to run so he can come.
I edge it for 26.2 miles. I was like, can I have my finisher's medal?
Please, please. Not till you cross the line.
It counts, because part of me went across first. Cut my time off then. Gross, y'all. yeah, so it would be before the New York Marathon. It's the day before. We've flown in. I'm going to get a good night's sleep.
Yep.
I'm going to run all the boroughs. I'm going to beat my Chicago time, which was very poor.
Mm.
I finished. Fuck you guys.
I would never in a million years.
I would never. Why would I do it?
Not to hold like
that. So there, I'm having my lox, having my bagel. I finished the Diet Coke already. And then I was like, oh, yeah, let me get one of them cherry sodas.
Yeah.
And it's ice cold, and Dr. Brown's there.
Oh.
Well, it's some guy dressed up as Dr. Brown because he was a fictional person.
Oh.
Or we don't know who he is. We didn't get that in this history. We got in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of like the Colonel Sanders.
Right.
I went to his grave.
I did too.
You went to his grave?
Yeah, in Kentucky.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's huge.
I thought you said Dr. Brown's grave.
No. He was a real man. Say his name. His name was Dr. Brown. His name was Dr.
Brown.
No, Colonel Sanders, the guy who found KFC's grave,
is in Louisville, Kentucky.
Gigantic.
It's huge.
If anyone would like to, and you're listening, I would recommend you do a Google
image
search.
It's a very cool graveyard or cemetery to begin with.
Yeah, Daddy-o.
Yeah, but so hip and groovy, crazy cats. but I remember I went with my I have family down in Louisville, and I finally went, and the guard at the front was like, "Y'all here for the Colonel's grave?" We're like,
oh
"Yeah,
gosh.
Man, drive on through." Yes, I am, good sir.
Yep.
Do people leave him things there? Are there like little like, tokens,
just bones,
just buckets?
Yeah, little totems.
I remember there was it's like the Colonel's is huge, but then not too far from it was like some magician,
mm-hmm.
like some old magician, and he has like I think it's a full statue. I gotta see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Continue your scenario.
Yeah, so I've just
sometimes
flown in.
It's there, sometimes it's not.
Yeah. It disappears when there's a full moon. I'm in New York. I finished my scenario. Fuck you. You lazy bastard.
I'm not lazy.
I like how you said, we're going to have a nice like early night, relax, go to five boroughs. I'm like, do you know how hard it'd be to
That's
get to five boroughs
day.
In one day? It's a long day.
It's an expensive Uber ride. One time we had to take an Uber from Manhattan to the airport.
Rough.
I was just like, are you kidding me? This is going to be the price of my plane ticket.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's a fun city. I like New York a lot. I like Chicago better. If I was very, very wealthy, I feel like I could live well in New York.
Yeah, it's hard.
Otherwise, hang out with the rats and the roaches.
Rats.
Pizza
rats.
Bobby.
Yeah, buddy.
We have another segment on the show.
We got a few.
Do we? What's the next one?
I believe the next segment is Cork It!
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
That's right.
Oh.
Rebecca chooses a drink that she hates, reviles, despises. Then we got to figure out a way to get rid of it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what it is and how you get rid of it.
Okay. My answer to that question
I hope it's
is
dark,
milk.
Whoa.
Have you gotten
Coming
that a lot?
Hot. No. Well, no. Have we?
Maybe.
One? It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
You just don't like milk.
I just think it's wrong.
Or
that, well, I've actually tried breast milk. It's better.
Sure.
But I think that...
Was it warm?
Yeah. Straight off the... right into a spoon. But I think my thing about milk.
Freebase it?
I don't know. When I have milk in my mouth, it's not like I'm like, ugh, like get it out. Mm-hmm. Just like someone that drinks a glass of milk is, I just can't wrap my brain around it. And I think that it's bizarre that we are the only animals that drink it after infancy. Mm. And not only that, we don't drink ours. We drink somebody else's. Yeah, so even just that alone, I'm like, no. And
what if I lost my mother and a cow raised me?
If you lost your mother and a cow raised you. Right, but when you're an infant, fine, drink that cow's udder. But once you grow, you gotta separate from that cow. you gotta move on. No. Don't. But I'll eat cereal with a fork because I need the milk to wet it.
Yeah.
But I don't want any extra.
So you still have milk in your cereal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not the sort of thing that I'm like, oh, I can't even like let it touch my mouth.
It's not a flavor thing. It's just like the idea of it more than anything.
And I think I just don't like things that have that like. The creaminess and the experience.
Oh, this is gonna be bad. This is gonna be bad later.
Oh no!
Are you making me a milk Dr. Brown's drink?
It's all milk.
Well, yeah, I guess I'll have it in some things, but
do
I don't
know.
You
like ice cream?
Yeah,
like it's sherbet.
I like sherbet. We used to put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds, so it half melted, and then there were little lumps, and we called it royal soup.
I like that.
On Wednesdays.
This needs to be... That needs to be one of the regionals.
Yeah.
What do you call...
A royal soup? Yeah. But it is, like, that's... Who... There was someone that... I think I saw a tweet where someone said that his name was Luke, and when he was growing up and they had the baths for him and his mom would make it lukewarm, he thought that that was special to him and didn't realize that lukewarm was just like a universal thing that people said, which goes back to that thing, right? When you're like, is this mine or is it other people's?
Growing up, I feel like I've said this before, but growing up, there was a park near my house my dad would take me to, and he always go, we're going to Roberts Park for years.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my park. I own this. And then when I finally figured out, I was like, this... My world. It's crumbling. This
park.
Is awful.
Not like your
after
park.
A Southern Confederate general.
All these statues are like, well, that's me, clearly, right?
Where's the horse?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's... Like, did you have days of the week or things where you were like, on this day, we do this thing?
Yes.
Well, sometimes we had pizza night. That was like a certain night of the week.
Yeah.
Pizza night.
Yeah, Sundays was usually do the kind of chores-y things.
Well...
I think Mondays were cousins' days where my grandpa would pick
cousins
myself
days?
Up and our his other grandkids and my cousins. We'd just go do something.
That's fun.
So Mondays were cousins' days for a long time until we went to school.
That's what's wondering. Did it sort of like peter off?
Yeah, because we started going to school. But when we were like three or four, we go to a museum or something. Or go. Remember there's a place in Detroit called Eastern Market, which is just like a big open market of things.
There
was like a little candy store. And my grandpa would, like every once in a while, be like, all right, go grab a bag, fill it up, we'll buy it. They're like,
My grandpa would go up to people, like let's say I was eating or someone was eating a chocolate bar, and he'd be like, what is that? He'd be like, it's a Hershey's bar. He's like, never heard of it. And he's like, it's a Hershey's bar. He's like, I don't know. And then the person would be like, do you want to try? Like, yeah, all right, I'll try it. It's like his way of eating little kids' candy was just pretending he had never had it before. Which was
Grandpa, I think you'll like
that. That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
Yeah, that's a solid anytime bit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's certain things you can get away with also when you're older. The rabbi at his funeral was telling a story about how during their Purim spiel, which is like a little play you put on to celebrate Purim, and every year he'd be a different character in it, oftentimes in drag. And one time it was in the days where people were like, is he going to be able to make it this year? It's kind of he's older. And so he had two women like basically carry him on stage, and he had his arms around both of them, and he was a short guy, so he kind of came up to their chest, and everyone's just waiting for his line, if he's going to be able to get out, and he just looks to his left, and he looks to his right, and just goes, hello, girls. But it's like, but don't you feel like when you reach a certain age, you can get away with that, whereas if he was like a 40-year-old dude, people would be like, get out of here, dude.
This guy's a perv.
Exactly, but when you're like...
Yeah,
90
just a
something.
Hilarious, dirty
hello, girls. He also was like 120
This place got a lot better.
Let's pick it up.
Exactly.
So milk is your drink.
I'm gonna say. I mean, I have milk is just something that I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't care for. I'm trying to think of things that I like. Really.
Yeah, it's hard
because
like something that you hate so much, you don't even keep it in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it doesn't even cross my path so much. Mm. I mean, alcoholically speaking, I don't like vodka. I mean, I feel like everyone would say Malort probably in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, vodka. And I mentioned to you on that last podcast, like IPAs, things that are like way too hoppy. I just don't hate them. I just don't get joy from them.
Well, speaking of hoppy,
grenadine.
not to put you shut up.
And also, what's the difference between a cherry and a black cherry? Okay, sorry.
Pink color.
Also, speaking of Kevin Costner and Four Loko, I have thoughts about that.
And Liam Neeson. So, Lagunitas has a, it's called a hoppy refresher or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's a non-alcoholic drink that is just tastes hoppy.
No, gross.
Sold in 4-packs. It looks like lemonade, kind of, but like a lot lighter. I was like, what is this? What's the, is it just hot flavored? Like, is it just like.
Did you get it?
No, because it was also expensive.
Oh.
I would have tried it if it was like under $4. Yeah. But no way am I spending like, you know, $5 or $6 on something like that.
I have a question for you as a bartender.
Mm-hmm. Recovering former.
Okay, sorry. Is there a difference between a Shirley Temple and a Roy Rogers?
Yeah, one is Coke, one is Sprite.
Okay. Shirley I thought Temple it was just Sprite, like when a boy orders it, it's a Roy Rogers, but when a girl orders it, it's a Shirley Temple.
No, it's Sprite, is Shirley Temple, and then Roy Rogers is just Coke with syrup and a cherry.
That's what I say, like heavily syruped things, I don't like either.
Interesting.
Yeah. Four Loko is gross, but can I tell a Four Loko story really quickly?
Yeah.
I think we got time.
Yeah.
So I went through puberty really late, and
we're still waiting.
Yeah, so my senior year of high school, and so when I was at summer camp, no one really saw me as being, like, attractive at all, and yeah, I know, they told me, they're like, you're gonna be so pretty. Like, thank you. And years later, so I must have been 22, a bunch of camp friends were getting together, and the hottest camp counselor from when I was a camper was there. And so he was many years older than I was. I think he might have been like 29, and I was 22, and we drank Four Lokos, and we went to a bar, and we made out. And I felt like it was like, I did it.
Redemption story.
Yeah. And then afterwards he said, what are your rules?
It is off-putting in a way, but also forward-thinking.
He was like, what are your rules? And I was like, the night ends now.
Show me the
rules
doll.
Are this goodbye.
Yeah, the rules are goodbye. This is just something that I needed for me.
Yeah. What are your rules?
Yeah.
You're like, you're a notch in my belt. Get out of here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was this cool thing wow. All these years, people talking about this guy. And he is a nice guy, good-looking guy, you know, all sort of stuff, but,
Well, good for you.
Yeah, what a great Four Loko story.
Yeah, so I have fond memories of Four Loko.
I thought it was going to end poorly.
No, ended just fine.
I think the original Four Loko, I don't have bad memories of it. It wasn't until they redid it with less booze.
Okay.
I never had the original.
Yeah.
Because it seemed too much.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not.
I don't like a drink that also peps me up a little bit.
Yeah.
I want one or the other. I don't want a combo.
Sure.
Oh, I want both.
So you're saying like I want water or Coke?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a blackout person, not a brownout person.
Oh, sure.
So like if I drink too much, I won't pass out.
Yeah.
I'll keep going, but I won't remember.
Wow.
Yeah,
so if I have caffeine, it helps me stay front of mind.
Yeah.
And not just like disappear.
I never blacked out. I just barf before I black out.
Yeah.
Which I think is a nice thing that my body does, right?
Yeah.
It's basically saying like Brian before Hurst, we get there,
you're done. Same way.
He barfs too?
Yeah.
Before you think it's our stomachs.
I don't understand the voice you did. Sorry, is that another one of those regional things?
Brian.
Bobby. Mm. Well, wait, we didn't talk about how you get rid of milk. So milk is the thing you're going to get rid of.
Okay.
You need a plan to eliminate it from the world.
Okay. Shame?
To you next, Rob.
I'm ready.
A plan to eliminate milk from the world. And am I just sticking to eliminating drinking milk after infancy and from another animal from the world?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right because those are the rules you kind of set up for yourself.
I think that we are in a place of women really owning themselves, and maybe we do it from that perspective to say, like, force people to drink it afterwards is disrespectful to the power of a woman. So drink it while you can, and then when you're done, you can't have this anymore, and we hold the power and don't take it from the cows anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
Snappy hashtag is needed.
I mean, I haven't figured it out exactly as much as I just thought about it just then.
No,
so
I think it's good.
You know, but I think there's something there. You know what I mean? And then we can also like tie it to office culture and
sure. Oh.
There's like political and societal pressures.
That's a good turn.
Have you guys seen those pods in the airports for a woman to breastfeed?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I
see them in like offices.
Yeah, it's basically
offices.
Like go in that pod.
which yeah, I like to...
Go there, shun yourself.
Well, I think I like the idea that, like, that's where women are plotting. And, like, if you go inside, you see that's just full of, like, newspapers and, like, just yarn and all these different things about how we're going to take over the world. Because we know that, like, men will never step foot in there because, like, let's put the women in that pot.
One guy stepped in and we haven't seen him since.
Yeah. You know what? That's another... Ago. Write that down for another sketch idea.
Okay, but I'm going to take away the yarn and I'm going to put away a high technology... like pop-up screen where they're all connected.
Yeah.
And it's like they're on a conference call.
Oh, from
call.
Pod to pod?
Yeah, exactly.
But once you stop breastfeeding, you're not part of the group
that's
anymore.
Right. Oh, and those are, that's the underground.
I like that.
Those are the people that voted for Trump.
How many people can fit in those pods?
Just I've never been in.
Well, there's a child. That's one.
I mean, the pod's
there's
big.
A woman, that's
the
one.
The pod's like decent, but I don't know how big the sitting part is.
Two, maybe? You
gotta fit like two at least.
At least?
Yeah.
Next time, I'm going to knock when I see one.
Yeah.
Just not to be rude. I'm curious.
The three teen moms.
What's going on in here?
I think I might have left something in there.
Yeah.
Is I can't mommy, find my phone.
Is
this
my mommy
gotta
in there?
Be it. Yeah. I am 36. Have you seen my mom?
You have a full beard.
You gotta say mommy.
Gotta see my mommy.
Because I'm hungry.
Yeah. Do you have any extra? Everything at this airport is so expensive.
I have this dry cereal. I don't know what to do.
All right, I love it. I love it. I love it. I gotta think of the hashtag. Bobby, how do you get rid of all the milk?
All right, how am I gonna get rid of all
milk after infancy?
Hashtag milk too.
Milk too.
Hashtag me milk.
1%.
How am I gonna?
We are the 1%.
Something like that. It tickled her off.
Tickled me. All right, how am I going to get rid of all the milk? Okay, so I'm a scientist in this scenario,
nice.
And I've created some kind of serum
mm-hmm.
that when you inject it in the cows, it keeps the cows okay, but it makes their milk taste disgusting to humans.
Mm.
So that way we stop drinking it altogether.
Wow.
That's easy. Boom, bam, we're done.
Boom, bam, done.
Boom, bam, done.
Yeah, because I'm a very smart scientist. But have you seen my mommy?
Some people's milk goes bad after like 24, 48 hours, or even if you freeze it.
Oh, really?
And then you, because some people try to stock up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't keep it. Yeah, it's got to get fresh.
Kid goes, meh. Can't throw it all
out. Turn my nose up.
Yep.
Josh,
yeah.
If you had to get rid of all the milk, what would you do? All
right, this is easy.
Great.
I am also a scientist.
Nice. Did we go to the same school?
No, we went to sister schools.
Oh,
and I saw you at that one dance. And I was like, will I, won't I? And then I was like, nah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
And I kept making eyes at you the whole night.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I'd like to study those eyes.
Am I right?
Under a microscope.
He's an optometrist.
It's a science, okay? A lot of people say it.
I like to study those eyes. Can I pull them out and make an incision?
Yeah.
It's your eye doctor?
Slice them thinly and put them on a slide.
Yummy.
To examine under microscopes. Electronic. Okay, so I'm also a scientist, and I've invented a mutation of a disease that kills 75% of the cows.
Whoa.
All these cows are dead as fuck.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, except for those, like, sacred Indian cows. They get to hang out. They're cool. All
right.
Cows are no longer a viable source for meat or dairy juice, which is also good for the environment because industrial farming is very bad. For the environment, twofold. So I'm helping out the world. I'm helping out getting rid of milk.
Nice, dude.
Because there's no more cow milk, people are just like, "What am I gonna drink? Goat's milk? No way, dude." And so that just kind of like falls off by itself. Mm. I've taken two cows, the two smartest cows on the world,
mm-hmm.
in the world, and I've shot them in a rocket onto another planet
on cue,
so they can repopulate that world and make their own cow alive.
Sure.
Also, I give them my firstborn son.
Oh. Yeah.
That they raise as their own.
All right.
And it's sort of like Superman.
Yep.
But he has no powers.
Okay.
You're right, this is simple.
So once all the cows are dead, and those two cows are gone, Alpha and Omega. That's my son. That's what I call him. They're off living their life. We got a couple cows, but they're not used for food or beverage. And it's gone. I did it.
Oh,
I saved it.
Wow.
Boom. Drink rice milk or whatever.
Do you talk to your son anymore?
Who?
Your son?
I don't know what you're talking
Alpha
about.
Alpha Omega.
I look off in the distance.
One tear.
I don't have a son.
And he looks into his telescope.
Yeah.
Still searching.
Yeah.
I'll find that planet one day.
Yeah.
Hey, son, what are you doing?
Is that anything cows talk?
Like the end of the Truman Show?
Yeah. It's a Truman Show, yeah. I am the creator of a television show. That line always got me.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
That's what I'm saying.
It's great.
Yeah.
I watched it recently. It holds up.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh,
holds up. Holds up.
Holds up.
A lot of good people in
it. I like Laura Linney. I was talking with someone the other day, and she was going after. She's like, I hate Laura Linney. Always looks like she's going to cry. I'm like, I think Laura Linney's great.
She's exactly what she is.
Yeah.
Just let her. But that's what I'm saying. Sure, Laura Linney is who she is.
I like Laura Linney.
Don't try to change Laura Linney.
No, she's great.
I hear my issue with The Truman Show is he spends all this time cutting out pictures from magazines to look like the woman that got away. It looks nothing like her.
No, not at all.
It's terrible.
It looks like a monster.
Yeah. I love the idea of, like,
this is what I love.
The woman comes back, he doesn't recognize her, and then another person that looks like just like a disfigured face on a piece of paper comes back and, like, that's her.
That's her.
So, all right,
one more. What happened to you? I got caught on fire in a magazine.
One more Shiva story. Ooh. Is that.
I'm going to listen, but I'm going to go make a cocktail.
Oh, yeah, please. A family friend of mine was at a Shiva once. A woman came up to him and said, hey.
I don't know Jewish culture.
Okay,
super well.
So basically,
so
like.
I know, I'm familiar, but.
When
please.
Jews die, yeah. You try to bury them, like, as quickly as possible. So usually bury them, like, maybe the day after.
No tattoos.
You try to bury them as quickly after.
Yeah.
And then usually there's something that's about a week long. And it's where the mourners are at their home. And people come and visit them throughout the time. And and it involves some prayer sometimes, but it's also, like, people bringing them food. The people that are mourning sit in chairs that are lower than everybody else because the idea is, like, you are beneath. So my niece kept lying on the floor, so my mom would have to lie on the floor, which was, like, kind of obnoxious. But she's four. But I like it because it's basically, like, a way to have an opportunity to tell stories, to laugh. Like, so rather than it all just being in the day of the burial, you've got some more time to go through.
I like that. That's nice.
And there's some nice, the other thing that's nice is, like, there's time to be with everyone and then time to be alone. And then the next day, time to be with everyone, time to be alone. But my family friend, he was at a Shiva and this woman came up and said, she's so sorry. He said, thank you. She left. And then afterwards people were like, do you know who that was? And he's like, I'm not sure. And it was his ex-wife. And he didn't even realize it was her.
Whoa.
From, like, I think maybe 30 years prior.
Wow.
But I feel like if I were married to someone, I would know who they
were.
Was
he in that much grief? Where he just wasn't thinking?
I mean, he was very sad. Sure, but I don't think it was, like, on another day he would have realized. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Like, what position would you have to be in to not,
you know? That's wild.
Yeah. Ugh. Every ex of mine smells terrible, so I would know for sure that is. No, I'm not.
You can smell them a mile away.
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's go back to talking about bathtubs.
Okay.
So what is your go-to cooking show right now that you love to watch? Because for a long time, I enjoyed Top Chef.
Yeah.
And I still like Chopped. I know a lot of people aren't a fan of Chopped, but I love it. What's your go-to?
Top Chef's definitely my favorite.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
Wait, Top Chef?
Yeah.
I watch it every season.
Yeah. Part of the reason I love Top Chef is also the mixture of competition with community.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the chefs really do care for one another.
Yeah. There's one asshole, but they gotta spice up the season.
But I think that in a certain way, they don't go too deep into trying to make drama for drama's sake. They actually really do focus on the food, which I appreciate a lot. And I think it's cool, too, to go to the different cities and try different people's food and stuff like that. There's a lot of Top Chef people that are in Chicago that have great restaurants.
They're great.
I'm so proud of them.
What's his name? The bigger fellow. He's not big anymore.
Tall or heavy?
Heavy. He's not as heavy. Was he a Top Chefer? Or am I thinking Master Chef?
You're thinking Master Chef. Graham Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a master.
Master Chef, I think. Okay.
Yeah, it's just more small. You don't get to know them as well.
I want
to
know the people.
I love reality TV.
What's your beyond cooking?
Well, Survivor's probably Survivor's
That's
Top
right,
Chef.
We talked about this.
Yeah, but I will say, this past couple of weeks, I've been deeply into Rhythm and Flow.
What's Rhythm and Flow?
It's a rap competition. Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh.
It's got Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
And they start out in L.A., and then they each go to their respective cities to have people audition to be
Chance
the best
Chicago,
rapper.
Cardi,
so Chance is Chicago,
New
Cardi's New York, and T.I. is Atlanta.
Sure.
And they flew 30 people out to L.A., and they had this rap competition, and it was so good.
Oh, cool.
The talent's incredible. The stories are incredible. It's very to the point. Like, they're not trying to make, in my mind, fake drama or stories that are any different. I thought it was an amazing way to have exposure to the cities and the cultures and the art form. There's one episode that really bothers me because the structure of it is wrong, and I think that I'm a big reality TV purist, so it really bothered me. Where somebody... I was thinking about this, like... So there's an episode on this where they they pair people up and you battle with them, and if you lose the battle, you go home. But two people can have an incredible battle, and two people can have a bad battle. And I'm like, that's not fair, because...
No, then the two people should move on, and the two people should leave.
Right?
If they're going to do that.
Exactly. And there's an episode of Top Chef from a few years ago where they had people do this competition, and one guy followed the competition, but his dish was bad, and another guy didn't really follow the competition, but his dish was good.
Yeah.
And they,
is that a greater sin? I talk about this all the time.
And they sent home the guy who attempted the competition, and I thought that that was wrong. Because if you don't engage, you shouldn't be allowed to.
Yes. Yeah. I was watching the Great British Bake Off. The final aired is out now.
Oh, yeah. Don't. Netflix, are you going to spoil it?
No, but that was the thing. I had that, what's a greater sin?
Yeah.
And I think it's doing something that wasn't part of... Yeah. What the parameters were, as opposed to trying something and failing, which is, of course, is bad, but at least you're trying.
Yeah.
I agree.
Last year, they gave the winner of British Bake Off extra time because one of his glasses exploded, and there was a lot of controversy about that in terms of, like, should they have been allowed to give him more time or not? I think that in a situation like that, it was fine.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, that's fine.
Wow, what do we have here?
It's falling over.
Oh, God,
this
quick,
looks like
it.
A very popular New York drink, actually. Do you know what this looks like?
No.
When you have seltzer... mixed with chocolate syrup.
Wait, an egg cream?
It looks like an egg cream.
No,
yeah.
It's not. But
topped with.
Excuse me. So we make a beverage for our guest every episode. That beverage is named after the guest.
Amazing.
This beverage is no exception. I have to look up the name. It's called Bearish Sweetly. because it's so good, you're gonna die. I'll let you take a sip. Let you try it, and then I'll tell you what's in it.
It's funny because I said I don't like maraschino cherries and milk and things like that. I'm like, this is a funny thing where, like, we took all the things you said that you'd cork.
Yeah. Huli was out at the store listening.
Actually,
we bought all these things.
I brought this for you.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, buddy. You know I love doing it.
Bobby's going to do some whippets.
Totally do some whippets. Because I am a teenager.
It should just slide. Just turn it. There you go.
I'm trying to get past the foam.
Yeah, there's a little foam.
Yummy. Looks good. It looks good.
You got a little Belgian dip going on.
It's like in Hook. When he drinks the cup. You know what I'm talking about? When he starts seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Believing. Time.
It's real. You're using your imagination, Peter.
I don't like when Top Chef, when they do the voiceovers and they're like, wow, this Rad 4 is really roomy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. It's one of my main problems with reality shows. I like reality shows that are competitions.
Yeah.
It's when producers tell people lines to say and they're not actors. Like, that makes my skin crawl. That's why I can't watch, like, the... Vanderpumps or the Kardashians or any of that shit, because it's like very much like
it's fake.
Well, yeah, but I don't mind if something's fake and it has a reality look to it.
Yeah,
just get real actors and let them deliver the lines in a way that doesn't make me want to claw my eyes out.
There was a very egregious example of that on Survivor 2 weeks ago because they were like, we're doing a reward challenge that's more like the crazy thing we've given away all season. We've never done this before, and they had to literally crawl their bodies through the sand with their arms and legs tied behind them. So they were like little snakes going through the sand.
Did they have to do it on the belly, or could they have flipped over?
I don't even think they would have been able to flip over because they were going up and down over these like little mounds, all for the purpose of getting Applebee's. And it was just, everyone was just going nuts at the end of the episode in the Twitterverse about it. But also one of the women on the show, her confessional was, I am so excited. Applebee's is my favorite sit-down restaurant. And everyone was like, you lie. Like, you absolutely are 100% lying. Applebee's is not your favorite sit-down restaurant. And then she posted this thing on Twitter being like, when I was in school, I used to go there all the time. It was such a great thing to do when I needed a break. I'm like, you're still lying.
Boo, liar.
Yeah.
At least on Twitter, you don't have to hear their tone.
That's true.
No one can hear you scream. Briefly.
That's space, Becca.
Do you have any straws?
Maybe.
This might help. There's a lot of foam in this drink, y'all.
Oh, it is so sweet. Am I supposed to guess the ingredients?
No, I'll tell you what's in it.
Can I try to guess?
Yeah. Do you...
Dr. Brown's Black Cherry Soda.
Oh, number one with a bullet.
You whipped cream.
Yeah.
A maraschino cherry.
Yep.
Chocolate syrup.
No. You're close. It's literally everything you hate.
Is it Bailey's?
No, I purposely did not put the Bailey's in after you said
I would have drank Bailey's. I would have drank Bailey's.
It's all right, I'll tell you. We've got Dr. Brown's delicious natural flavor black cherry soda with other natural flavors. Mm-hmm. You've got the whipped cream on top.
Yep.
Maraschino cherry.
Yep.
The chocolatey base is actually a gelato, a black cherry gelato.
Interesting.
Hey, you want a spoon?
Sure. No, I think once it goes down, I'll be able to get it.
Yeah. Sorry, I when I made it to my house, I had a straw. I didn't think about bringing it.
It's all good. Because
I don't
Thank
do
you.
Paper straws. I only have like
a straw.
Wow.
Good for you. Good. I'm proud of you, Bobby.
Thank you.
And then the alcohol is vanilla vodka.
This is literally.
And I was gonna put Bailey's in there.
Literally a cocktail of all my least favorite things. Wow. This is great. Well, it's good to know what could be added to my favorite soda to make it something I thoroughly don't enjoy.
That's fair.
That is, it's kind of funny, right?
In my mind, I was like, tick, tick, tick. And I was like, boom.
Boom, baby.
Then I literally said every single thing that's in this drink. That is so funny.
It had been a while since I made a boozy milkshakey one.
Yeah.
But to me, black cherry, and this might have been because I just watched a baking show not too long ago. They had like sort of that in my mind. And I was like, oh, yeah, black cherries and chocolate.
I think you're right, technically.
Yeah.
I like black cherry for the refreshing aspect.
I like...
Whereas a lot, I don't love chocolate.
This... I'm not a huge chocolate fan either. I just think they just complement each other well.
I also hate glass cups.
Damn.
And microphones.
We are not winning.
Oh, boy. Quickly, draw her a bath. We gotta get her back on our side.
I'm trying.
We're on a plane.
Mac and cheese. Furiously cooking.
I got my iPad, but I'm only playing the West Wing.
Becca, you have to give it a letter grade.
And oh, God.
You have to be honest.
Yeah. For me personally or for what the world would think?
Well, you can give it both. But okay. I want the nitty.
And the gritty.
And the dirt booth.
Okay. I think your average consumer would give this like a...
I think like she's breaking up with me.
Like a B-. I think...
Can I try?
Is amalgamation the right word?
Sure.
Compilation? All the things I don't like... I have to give it like a D+. You want it? You can have it. You know what? We're such good friends. You can. But it's not. But again, with these things, it's not anything that I'm like, ugh, like I spit out.
Yeah.
It's more
it's just
that
not
I,
a flavor profile you do. Yeah.
To be honest, as an average consumer, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think that's something that would be served at Applebee's and people would really love it.
Yes, people would love it. Idiots at Applebee's would love this.
This is my favorite drink at Applebee's.
Do you know what I think would
can
make...
Can you try that one more time, more real?
I think this... Tell me if this is crazy as a recovering bartender. If you put Dr. Brown's with, like, a bourbon, would that work, do you think? Because I think that's more my, like, cocktail palate.
You know what? I've got all those things. Hold the line.
Do you have more Dr. Brown?
I like things that are refreshing more than sweet. And I have some more Dr. Brown's. I love the idea of now this ends up being a 3-hour podcast where I have them just keep coming back and giving me more alcohol.
Hang on, no. Listen, let's tweak it here just a little bit.
My friend Jason growing up used to do this thing where he would order dessert, eat 3/4 of it, and then say he didn't like it so that they'd return it and he'd get another dessert. So I feel like that's a little bit of what I'm like doing there.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard now if you are going to see a movie, which, you know, people still do, if you leave within the first 15 minutes, you can get a refund.
Really?
By saying, I just didn't like the movie.
Wow.
There's like a time limit. Like if you're halfway through, I think, well, that's on you.
Sure.
But I think if you, like in the first, I say 15 minutes, I think you can get a refund.
I just got a text that said, Rudy Bosch, oldest Survivor contestant ever, dies at 91.
Oh, no.
Wait, so I have a question. He's kind of homophobic. So if... Sorry, Rudy. Then there'll be a Shiva for Rudy at my house. Can you think of a movie that you saw, not just like generally that you didn't like, but within the first 15 minutes, you were like, I know without question, I do not like this movie. I hate this movie.
I tried to watch Slapshot.
Okay.
And
like, the old Paul Newman one?
Yeah, because it was everybody like raved about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like in the first like 5 minutes, they dropped the F word.
Oh.
And I was just like, I don't want to watch this now. Like, it was, I know it's like of that time, but I was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
We just stopped it, never watched it.
Interesting.
I'm trying, because I've been more picky about what I watch these days. Because you can. There's so many options these days. But like, I remember as a kid,
my friends were like, we're going to go see Freddy Got Fingered, the Tom Green movie. I remember about 5 minutes in, I went, I hate this.
Yeah, that's fair.
I wish I could leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched a movie on Netflix recently where it's kind of like about race, but it's different creatures. What was it called?
Madagascar?
It was like a... No. No, that's Zootopia.
Oh, my bad.
What?
Will Smith?
Yes.
Oh, Bright. Bright or Flight? Bright.
Bright. No, that was terrible. That was rough.
I think the big difference now is that there's so much on streaming. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'll watch more of it just to have something on the
background.
Well,
it was one of those weird ones where we were like, let's watch a bad movie. That was the goal.
Sure.
But there's... different types of bad movies, because there's ones that are bad but you can enjoy it as you're watching. You're like, this is so funny, it's so bad.
Yeah.
But this is one that it was like, no, this is a different kind of bad.
I will say, the last movie I saw was Joker.
Okay.
And I definitely felt like, about halfway through, I could have just waited this to be streaming somewhere.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
So every time that Josh makes a drink, he takes from your alcohol.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's why we record it here, because I have a kitchen and a full bar.
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
Ooh. All right, we're back again.
Okay, we're back. Oh, boy. Extra drinks.
So it's whipped cream.
A full glass of milk.
Yeah.
The movie, fresh. The movie Bright.
It's served in a glass of Bright.
Interesting.
It's probably not any better, but whipped it up quickly.
Well, it's definitely more along what I like. But there's, you threw some, is there lime in here?
Yeah, there's lime.
Bourbon black cherry lime? Whiskey black cherry lime?
Yeah, exactly. Rye. Rye, lime, dock, browns, black cherry, natural flavors, and other natural flavors. We call this one Back to the Future. Because we had to go to the back. We had to go back in time. And stop...
Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah. Stop...
It's very limey, but I like lime a lot, so I'm into it. It's more aligned with the sort of drink that I would like.
Well...
Do you want to try this?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
We know why we like D pluses.
Because they get degrees.
That's right.
Ooh, it's very limey, but it's good, though.
I think it's a tough soda to work with, too, because it's so sugary.
Yeah.
Also, the black cherry flavor is like... It tastes more natural than other black cherry.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of... I drink this.
Black cherry is one of those I don't associate much with, like, a booze.
Right.
You know? Because I'm sure there must be a black cherry vodka somewhere. But pass on that.
I think there's everything for vodka.
There's a Mountain Dew vodka. I know that for sure.
There's a Fruit Loops vodka.
Really?
Ooh, I sell it at Clark Dog Bar.
Oh,
you might need to do a vodka tasting where you get all the... different sorts of vodkas.
That could be fun.
Yeah, you could black out in a couple days.
It sounds like my nightmare, but I would partake.
All right.
You're in, baby. Yeah.
She's back.
I can do it the way I had breast milk on a spoon.
Yeah.
In an accounting office.
Okay, so I'll make it. There's
and
a story there.
Well, you're never going to hear it.
Nope.
I'll tell you next time if I'm not back for the vodka tasting.
I need to make a vodka nipples. A vodka bra with nipples that dispense flavored vodka. I'm going to have to go to Home Depot.
Yeah.
And the Playtex store.
Have either of you had breast milk before?
Maybe when I was little.
Yeah, when I was a kid.
I didn't.
Oh.
I wasn't breastfed.
I actually don't know.
Wasn't breastfed and C-section. Perfect head. Developed plenty.
You could kill Macbeth.
Yep.
What? I didn't even get that one.
It's, from my mother's womb, I'm tiny ripped. You know,
yeah, so the idea is it was like carved out, not like pushed out.
Man.
Yeah, no man, woman, board could kill Macbeth. That's what the witches told him. That's why he thought he was going to be king forever.
Man, I've read it and seen it, and I just never.
But Macduff was from his mother's.
If you go see Sleep No More, I'm sure it'll clarify it.
Yeah,
that'll be helpful, right?
All right, let's get on a plane.
Go to New York. There's some great delis, I've been told.
Now the first thing we do in that plane, ginger ale, just in case it crashes.
Take me now.
All right, put the drinks together in your mind and give it a letter grade.
Well, I enjoy this.
Come on, C. Come on, C.
I'll give this a B plus.
All right, pity B.
You're back.
Yeah, you came back.
I'll take it. Yeah. Bobby, why do we like pity Bs?
Because they get degrees.
That's right.
A pity B, did you say? Oh, that's funny.
I'll take it.
What's your favorite drink to make?
To make? Ooh, like for somebody else or for myself?
I'm curious about both.
I think I make a really good, like, raspberry lime... mojito.
Cool.
And I like to make them.
At least
when I was bartending, that was one of the things I really liked to make.
Yeah.
Because there was like some elbow grease into it, but it wasn't like flashy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
not lighting things on fire.
Yeah, you're not lighting things on fire. Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Not a mixologist. Yeah. I'm very much a back home bartender now. For myself, I love a nice tequila gimlet. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm... I went through a big bourbon phase for a while, especially when it was cold. I love beers. Yeah. I don't know.
That's hard. I'm in the bourbon phase right now, which shocks me. If you had told me that 5 years ago...
Sure.
Never would have believed you.
Delicious. You get good bourbon. I feel like if you get good spirits, you're like, oh, these are good.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I've been drinking shit my whole life.
What's your go-to these days?
As far as like what type of bourbon?
What bourbon?
I recently got a bourbon from a friend that was like I.W. Harper. I think it was like 15-year aged or something like that. And it was a really good one. My accountant, the one whose wife's breast milk I drank.
There's a story here. Just don't run for Senate.
I already can't.
You don't want those photos to get out.
Yeah.
Bobby, do you have a favorite bourbon drink?
Bullet.
Bullet, yeah.
I love Bullet.
Yeah, it's good. So drinkable.
I love Bullet.
Bullet Rye is nice.
Bullet or Bullet Rye.
And I don't mix it
either. It was a long time where I was, I think 2 years straight where that's what I was having. Like, instead of going for a beer, I had a Bullet Rye.
The
rocks.
The Costco, I talked about this before. The Costco Añejo tequila is really good.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll drink that little bit of lime, sans sweetness, just because it's good.
Yeah, sure. I was surprised when I went to Mexico City last year how it was seemingly more mezcal than...
Yeah.
Like, it was like mezcal culture there is
It's a little hot. Too smoky for me
too.
Depending on when, you know, whose is it. Roommate loves it. She's a big fan. I don't like that. I don't like smoked beers. No. That's not my...
I like sour beers. Do you like sour beers?
Yeah, I like sour beers.
Have you had Blanton's?
No, I don't know Blanton's.
It's one of those ones that's like always sold out, so it feels like it's a hot commodity, but I tried it last week. I don't really like it.
No good?
No. Sometimes apparently like the ones that are harder to get, people get more excited about, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're good.
Yeah,
better.
Zombie Dust was like that for a while.
Sure. Zombie Dust is fine.
I like it. But it was one of those ones that was hard to get for a while, and everybody was like, oh. I remember the liquor store
like
by me.
Like a zombie?
Yeah. Blanton's, you called it?
Blanton's, yeah.
I'll have to try it. Just curious.
No, it's cool. It's not bad. It was actually, to me, it felt like it was a more intense flavor, which it hits harder. Like, sure. I think Bullet's really easy to drink.
Yes, yes.
This one's definitely, harder.
It hits harder.
Yeah.
Becca.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on our program. Yay.
Thank you for having me.
Again. We were glad we didn't spook you off by wearing later hoses.
It was a good pretzel.
It was a good pretzel.
Great
man,
pretzels. I
want
to
really
go back
good.
To Dinkles.
Yeah, I was sad I didn't have like good mustard. Because a nice pretzel.
That's another thing about nice New York. Mustard. You get a nice like brown mustard or spicy mustard more commonly than you can get in Chicago.
I love spicy mustard.
Like sometimes when I get a...
kiss my...
Sometimes Chicago dog places on the side, they will have a brown mustard. So I'll get it Chicago style, but ask them for no mustard. Then put on my own brown.
Gilgen's?
That's...
Golden's?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
I think you got it in the end.
Mustard. Becca, where do you want people to give their attention to the works or art or things that you care about? What are you doing that you want people to look at? And where can they look at these things?
I would love people to follow me on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It would mean so much to me.
All right.
My Twitter handle is Becca, B-E-C-C-A, _BARISH. Because I'm trying to make more video stuff, and it would be cool to post that on there. And then...
If you haven't seen Dr. Spaghetti.
You could check out Dr. Spaghetti. That would just really mean a lot to me. And then on Monday nights at the I.O. Theater, I perform with a team called Lil Tooties. I think it's free. Not sure. And also on Saturday nights at 10:30, I perform at the CIC Theater with a group called Horsefly. Those are the ones that I'll try to promote for right now.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you want to look up my name because you enjoy this, then you can probably see other stuff that I do. But
yeah,
we'll just leave it.
You're a lady about town.
I'm a lady about town. I'm a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday girl.
That's when you can see it. Go check out the Oktoberfest show. Yeah,
that was fun.
That was very fun.
That was very fun. I really enjoyed it.
And I especially enjoyed Becca Bears.
Take that, Charlie.
Yeah. Jesus.
wait till she comes on and then how I butter her up. Bobby, what are you doing? What do you want people to see?
Oh, my goodness. You can see, I think by the time this drops, I'll be busy boy this November, December. Come see me in Deck the Hallmark, a
Hell
green card musical
I've seen
over
this.
At Second City's Up Theater. 8 shows a week, baby.
Very fun.
Also, weren't you just in Love Dump?
Oh, yes, and Love Dump premieres, I think, soonish.
Yeah, it's coming out soon, yeah.
I'm very excited for that.
I've seen some clips from it. I saw your scene in particular, like one of your scenes in particular.
Was it okay?
You were great. You were great.
Yeah, I'm thrilled and nervous at the same time because I'm excited to see it. But also, I want to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be good.
You're great.
Thank you.
What is Love Dump?
Love Dump is a wonderful little short movie by hopefully future guests, Layla Gorstein and Jesse Kendall. Right. It's a big old spoof of Hallmark Holiday. Well, not holiday movies, but Hallmark.
He only does Hallmark that's all I content do. Now.
That's all I will spoof now. That's my bread and butter.
She dressed up as Fran Drescher last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And then follow me on Twitter, Rob Grabo, and all the social medias. Josh, where can people hear or see or listen to you?
I am right here in your ears. Poppin' Pod is our socials on Twitter and Facebook. We started a Patreon, but I'm still launching it. I did that Friday at work. I was like, this will get out or something. Yeah. Give us your money. if you enjoy us talking, we are finally hosting our own website, and it is not cheap. It's not expensive. But just come on. Yeah. This is free. Yeah. Josh Scobia Sucks on Twitter after you've liked and followed.
With an X or a C-K?
S-U-X.
Cool.
My name as it's spelled, as it sounds. And rightly spelled. Once you follow these two idiots on Twitter, give me a follow as well. And like or give us 5 stars on Apple Podcast and leave a review. I just saw with the new upgrade on the thing, we got metrics now.
Oh.
I think like 80% of our listeners listen to us on Apple Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Which I was like blown away by. Also, a shout out to our international listeners in Spain. You've overtaken France as our second most country.
Thanks, Spain.
Can I send them a message?
Yeah, please.
Quisiera ser una lágrima, nacer en tus ojos, vivir en tus mejillas y morir en tus labios.
That's it. Just for them.
Wow. It sounded like you were conjuring a spirit.
That's my sexy voice.
Yeah, it wasn't the words. It was like the tone and the melodic.
Now it's just called a spirit.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're just here to get discount Halloween candy. other than that, guys, have a great life. if you're getting on a plane, be sure to drink your ginger ale and then find your world peace.
Yeah.
And then we have one last thing we do before you leave. And the German music starts playing, if you've been here before. And that is our end of the podcast. Cheers.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it. Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst.
Whiskey makes you frisky. Gin makes you sin. Wine makes you nutty.
Oh, Josh, don't cry.
And I'll climb all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy. Rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash, that is the right thing to do. Latch, champagne makes you happy. Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight, but I'll try them all over again.